And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the?
Preacher.
All right. And the one who stands beside the, or maybe it's a best friend or a brother, with the groom is called the?
Best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the?
Bridesmaid.
All right. Now, have you ever heard, Lucille, a term for, or have you ever attended one of these after the wedding where the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noises after the wedding? What's that called? They just carry on. They fire rifles and pistols, or they explode dynamite and do some rough things. What do you call that? Have you ever heard about that?
No.
Ever heard of chivalry?
No, ma'am.
All right. I think I've heard some of my people refer to a chivalry.
Yeah.
They used to have those on for after weddings.
Well, I've never heard of nothing.
What about belling? Have you ever heard of that?
No, but when Bobby got married, after he went, but you know, after they had married, he's going to take his tux off, and the boys had got his pants.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just a rotten trick, isn't it? I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, something like that happened to us after we were married, and my husband wore a white suit when we were leaving, and they had flattened one of our tires in our car.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, they helped my husband change the tire.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too disastrous.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, someone who lives away from here, away from where we are, you would say he lives, let's say it's Knoxville, you would say he lives
in Knoxville?
You would just say in Knoxville. Now, we live south and he lives north.
No.
Would you say would you refer to that as any other way of where he lives? Or you're going to see somebody in Knoxville. You may say, I'm going
to see him in Knoxville.
All right. Someone, what I'm trying to get here now is if you'd use the locations of,
like Tennessee.
Well, yes, but if you're using something like up, or down, or over, to go someplace. Those terms. That's what I'm after here, Lucille.
Yeah.
Now, how would you say if the Browns live a few houses away from you? I'm going
over
to the Browns. Is that what you'd say?
House.
Over the Browns. All right.
Yeah.
Now, if someone lives a greater distance away, let's say the Browns live a greater distance away. Let's say over to McDonough. And how would you say that? I'm going
over to McDonough.
You would still say over.
Yes,
even if it's a little further.
That's right.
All right.
If I were going up, like going up to Atlanta, so I'm going up to Atlanta.
Up to Atlanta.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So would I. Exactly. Now, we're talking about a party again. And we might say there was trouble at the party, and now, we're not talking about just one person in the party. You see, we're talking about everybody there. We might say there was trouble at the party and the police came and arrested the
whole bunch.
All right. What do young people like to go out in the evening and where do they like to go? Now, they don't have so many of these anymore, but where they go and move around on the floor to
the
music?
Clubs.
Okay, and what do they like to do there? They like to
dance.
Yes. Okay. My goodness, we used to have dances when I was young. Did you, Lucille?
Yes, ma'am.